At the table of grace, the cup's never empty, the plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table.
You are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where He dines with you and you with Him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. At our last gathering at the table, we saw the woman deceived by the serpent into disbelieving the truth of God's word and in his place, believing the lie of the devil. And we saw the man disobey God's commandment at the instance of his wife. We also saw the tragic chapter in man's history suspended with the father, in love, clothed the couple in skins from a yet-to-be-disclosed animal, whose blood must have been shed to atone for their sin and to pave a limited pathway for fellowship between them and the Lord. We concluded our meal by saying that the primary outward consequence of the man's disobedience was that the couple was immediately translated from the realm of light into the kingdom of darkness. And thus, the man and his wife became conscious in darkness. The light in which they walked within was replaced with the light of darkness, or as it is written, and the eyes of them both were opened. Today, we will continue with seeking to understand the immediate, primary outward consequences of the man's disobedience, as it is written in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves and made themselves aprons. After the eyes of the man and his wife were opened, the Bible says, and they knew that they were naked. However, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 25 reveals that their being naked was not a new development. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Both of them had always been naked. Not only were they naked, they had no compulsion whatsoever to hide their nakedness from each other. What is the significance to us of their perception of being naked after they were translated from light to darkness? We will begin with Genesis chapter 3 from verses 8 to 11 for the answer to our question. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? We get the clue, not a, but the clue to our sin, the relevance to us of the couple's newly acquired knowledge, in the first of the two questions God asked the man in verse 11, Who told you that you were naked? In other words, who is the source of your information? We should note that God did not ask the man how he knew that he was naked, but he asked him who it was that told him so. God ascribed personality to the source of the couple's knowledge of their nakedness. Going further, we will seek to identify the one who told the couple that they were naked. In Matthew chapter 6, from verses 22 to 23, our Lord Jesus reveals a source and a type of light. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Simply put, there is the illumination that is sourced in darkness. There is the light of spiritual darkness. In John chapter 3, from verses 19 to 21, he reveals a function of light. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, his apostle Paul re-echoes his words, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever does make manifest is light." Light reveals things as they are. Now, what we are able to see of a currency note viewed in regular light may differ significantly from what we can see of the same note when examined in mercury light. Our reaction to the same currency note could be one of acceptance or rejection. What we see of the same note and what we do with it is determined by the light in which we see it. After the couple's eyes were opened, or as it were, after they were translated from light into darkness, they began to see in the light of darkness. They saw their nakedness differently in the light of the darkness of this world. This perception of themselves produced in them a sense of shame. The resultant action of their being ashamed in each other's presence is written in the concluding segment of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7. "And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." They were compelled to hide their nakedness one from another, and they thus proceeded to make clothes of fig leaves to shield themselves from each other. Here is the point. It was the light of darkness who told them how they were, and he dictated to them what they should do. As identified by God in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 11, whenever we are illuminated within with his light, a person who not only speaks to us, but also compels our actions or inactions, is the darkness of this world. Here is a summary of what is being said thus far. 1. The light we see in determines what and how we see. The man and his wife saw their nakedness differently in the light of darkness. 2. The light we see in configures our inner man. Inwardly, shame coupled with fear and its attendant torment became the couple's lot. 3. The light we see in is the source of the knowledge that compels all our actions or inactions. Being now ashamed of their perceived nakedness, they were compelled to hide one from another, and they made themselves clothes of fig leaves. What is the relevance of all this to us today? We will take just one example of its bearing on our lives today. Who told you, child of God, that you are sick? That information is given you by no other person than the light of darkness. Now, darkness can neither be swept away, nor can it be prayed and fasted away. Darkness has only one antidote, light. Light dispels darkness. How then do you get into you the light that overcomes the darkness? Psalm 119 and verse 130 succinctly captures the answer for you. "The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding unto the simple." And John chapter 1 verse 14 reveals in whom the word of God is summed up. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. All of God is in his Son, Jesus Christ. You, who darkness may have told that you are sick, here is the light of health that overcame the darkness of sickness, even as it is written in Matthew 8, from verses 16 to 17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And again in 1 Peter chapter 2, from verses 24 to 25, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. As we conclude our meal for today, here is your take-home pack. When we see in the light of the darkness of death, we are either propelled by condemnation or pride, with fear and anxiety compelling all our actions or inactions. However, when we see in the light of the light of life, even in the face of seemingly contradictory circumstances, we walk by faith in peace and in joy. Till we gather at his table again, we leave you with the words of our Lord Jesus, taken from John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen.
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161. 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com. thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Take me deeper.